Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Start the Mishnah on the bottom of the Testament Days, four lines from the bottom.
But we didn't really do the Yeshua Sphiris of Chinuv Atzayim.
Yeah, I know.
We just ran through that like a knife through butter, you know what I'm saying? Okay. There's also a major machlokes.
Taisus asks the kasha, who cares if it's pachas mishava pruta? You can't be nana from avodas pesachim. Taisus asks. Who cares if he holds machas ha'achron? Taisus asks from toimar mekomakam alayhu asu lahanis mitvei avodas pesachim. I feel pachas mishava pruta. Vim kain nimtze isim ur b'scharoi. The Taisus says in cryptic. So Taisa says the Makash Zeha Achron because, in other words, he's Michael on it. So let's say he didn't do the Makash Achron. He wouldn't be Purchas Misharoi, Taisa says. Right? Taisa's problem is, Makash Achron, if you hold Yeshu Snus Mitchilat Soif, it's not a problem to get the star because yes, if you hold the Eshon Sidurus Mitzilat Soif, you get paid for all of the schar you have until now when it wasn't of it the Chavim yet. So, no, yes, sir. The last bang of a hammer when it isn't of it the Chavim becomes an Avodah Zarah, you're getting schar for. Mar says, less Meshava Pruto. Taisus asks, so what? Who cares? It's still Usur. But Taisus answers, no, because if Lamaisa he doesn't do the Makash Ha'acharon, he still want to get less schar. So therefore, Taisus says, Aloshin, ain't my love star, but there's a chavim klal. And the question is what that means, really. So, the Ritva, I think, says the same Loshin, and the Pshat and Taisus is, maybe I'm wrong, but I thought the Pshat and Taisus is that the truth is he is getting paid for the, Makusha Akhra. No one's gonna say he's not getting paid for it, but because he wouldn't get less star, even if he missed the last Makash Ha'achron, he didn't do the last bang of the hammer. So it's not cool that he's being nenen. It's not cool that he's being nenen from Avodas Kechavim. Because he would get it anyways. But since he would get it anyways, it's not because of him making this into Avodas Kechavim that, right? So it's not called him being nenen from Avodas Kechavim for it to be Asur. And that's the din of Les Meshava Pruta. So it's not really like the din of Les Meshava Pruta, whether it's Mamadis or not, because he's Meichel on it, so to speak, the guy. So it's not cool that he's being then from a star of the Kasabi. So in other words, Tay's not saying there's no Tashlumin for the last Makush. That, maybe it's true. There is. That's not called him getting star from a Vedas Kasabi. The problem is, let's say your whole day was clear of Saif. Let's say you hold Enos Chirus Elub Saif. What's the difference? Let's say you hold Enos Chirus Elub Saif.
The whole thing is for the end. The whole scar is for the end.
You don't get anything.
Right, so in other words, but if you hold Enos Chirus Elub Saif, you can't say you get tar up until the Makash Ha'achron, and then the Makash Ha'achron is not being nana from, because there's no, it's the whole thing. It's the whole thing if you hold the Enos Chirus Elub Saif.
That last one, you're not
going to
get paid at all.
Maybe you would.
I'm just saying that here. Nada, Bachus Mishav Pruta, I have a desire. It's awesome. What about any Yisari Hanam? The
fastest
is, I mean,
Leib. Leib and Kibaker,
it certainly going, but Leib and Kibaker, it seems by any, except for those things that it says, Lashon of Achila, that it might be a Kizayas, that what the Yisar is. But otherwise, could it be a pruta? The effort to be nana from Lesser Bechalim. The effort to be nana from Kili Akarim. How much do you have to have me nana in order to be Eifer? Kamekar, it's a pruta. maybe Sharanisko, something like that. It could be a Kazayas, but if you're not a Kazayas, then it's going to be a Prutin. But there's a Shear, it's that's not meant nothing. It's nice and speed over here. I not only that's nice and river enough, you'd base. Stelz it to that. So those things that are shalika there, what's the shear of Isser Hana? So they're to be put there. Nice to say, it's in me. That's nice to know that the shear of the Isser Hana is going to be other to be shown with Pruta.
Well, Tysus again, Tysus does say it's like regular Hano, so. On your base.
What was Tysus' question? It's also being, who said? Tysus know that. My wife is different than any other Isuri Hano?
Because it says Kotlikas Mashiach.
Say
not like you're back. Right. Well, what does the Rebbe say? Because it says that you have Mu'uma Menachem is everything.
Because Rebbe's saying as regular Gidre Asuri Hano, like Tesis says on Yud Beis.
Is also B'mashehu. Because the Yud Bak B'yachal Mu'uma Menachem. So Yavad Yisar is much more chamor. We find that by all the dini of.
I mean, why is this a stick? It's like a
new
Russia,
a Uma. Yeah, but it's really like
that. We find that. It's possible, but that's a very, it's a
Kiddush Ladina. Where does it
says that?
Well, the Tzara is also the culture.
You're very cut out. You want to say repeat that, Rebbe David, what you just said?
No, but there's no bittul of Avodah Zarah. There's no bittul of a rei by Avodah Zarah. We always say it's kol shehu. So isn't that what Tysus is gearing to?
There's a new din of kol shehu by Yisuri Hanah? By
Avodah Zarah? I guess so, because why is Bittel so much more chamor by Avodah Zarah? There's no Bittel Berayv. Why not? Because of Mi'umah.
A Bittel B'Shishim.
There's no Bittel B'Shishim by Avodah Zarah. It's everything is also the culture.
I don't know what's wrong with the speaker here.
See if I can. Is this my back. Buds? I have you on the buds because my wife is sleeping. I don't want to.
Bluetooth is not really working so well.
I can hear you very well, though. I hear you very well. There's also the problem is that the Mechaber doesn't pass him like this. You know, there's no.
Yeah,
the Mechaber passes even.
Not everyone holds the source, like you said. Not everyone holds that the source for Isra of Avodah Zarah is from.
It's from Mashiach.
Is from
Yad Chava Uma. Okay, go check it out today, Mr. Shem.
We spoke. He doesn't even hold the sources. You hear what I'm saying? Not yeah. Everyone holds the sources from the Yitzbak Yotchum Uma. Some hold it. The Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvah says it's from Zivchei Mason, which says the Lashon of Achilo.
The Gemara says the Yitzbak.
Yeah, that's the problem, yeah. We still have a problem with Yitzbak.
Yeah, the
okay.
The Rambam has a separate Isser for Yayin Nesach, which is very problematic.
It's very choppy, Rebbe. It could be your earbuds aren't working. It's very, very choppy.
Earbuds are not, I'm sorry.
Very, very hard.
Okay.
Maybe it's much better.
Is it better now?
Okay, yeah, maybe. Yeah, much better. Yeah. Much better.
Okay, good. I put it closer to my ear.
Bye. think, Rabbi, I think some say that the oneness of the Isra Ano, the way the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvos, is that it's not like a Kilei Akerem, really. It's more the fact that you're being mechaber to Avodah Zarah through the Isra Ano, the Rambam's Lashon. But Tosfos says it's like Kilei Akerem. That's the problem. Tosfos seems to say it's like regular Isra Ano. The Rambam's Lashon is mashma that it's not really an Isra Chetza like Lashon B'Cholov. It's more like a way of being mechaber to
Avodah Zarah. Well, the Gemara is like that because that's called Chaber from Yechonim.
Maybe that's more of a way of connecting to Avodah Zarah.
Connecting.
You can hear me. It makes sense.
And exhibit.
Right.
Keep creating that would be.
But listen, you said a Ritva, but you didn't finish what the Ritva said. Well, what does the Ritva say? You said Ritva uses the same words as
Rashba. I didn't get a chance to look it up, but I think I have to look it up. I don't know, but I heard it quoted that the Tosfos says this cryptic lashon. Ein lo yalov sar v'yisvachavim klal. So I believe the Ritva and the Rashba, the lashon, one of them, the lashon is that there's. It is considered schar v'yisvachavim in the sense that I'm getting paid for it, but I'm not being nene. It's not called that I'm being nene because I would get that anyways without the makas ha'achron. That's the lundus that they that I heard. You hear?
Very interesting. Another sahad on. Okay.
Okay. All right, let's learn. Okay, let's see the mission. Ein oisin tashchitin avodas chachavim. You're now allowed to make adornments for avodas chachavim. Tosfos takes this entire piece of the Mishnah out until b'schar mutter. He says it's impossible for you to say such a thing. One second, we'll see why. Ein oisin tashchitin avodas chachavim katlois. Maybe someone could translate this for me. What's katlois?
Chokers.
Oh, like the thing around the neck. Like the okay, yeah. Unizamim, what are earrings? Nose rings. Metabois and rings. These are all different adornments for the Avodas Chachavim. Avliyazar v'b'schar mutter. Lashon is scharei mutter. Right, look at the Bach. And Tosfos says it's impossible to say such a thing. Tosfos Yigia L'Kippa, it's back in the Gemara before. Tosfos says impossible to say such a thing because why in the world would scharei be mutter? It's mamish, the Avodas Chachavim. It's mamish for the Avodas Chachavim. Tosfos takes this whole thing out. Yeah, maybe we can shtel tzu. I don't know if it is a tzu shtel, but we had before Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos by Bimusois, right, by the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach for Avodas Chachavim. Rashi says it's tashmish to tashmish. Over here, L'chari, it wouldn't help. It's not a tashmish to tashmish. It's mamish, part of the Avodas Zarah. So Tosfos takes this girsa out. It's like a very shver, really. Rashi is mavur that he really, I think later on. Yeah, well, no, it wouldn't make that wouldn't make it really shouldn't help it. Why would it be mutter? It's a place that has a problem with that. Hey, Marshal, I have a mechubel lekarka. New halacha: you can't sell to a oivik chavin b'mechubel lekarka. Pashup shat, which is referring to Eretz Yisrael. Are the marshal whom is she kotzeitz? We allowed to sell something in Eretz Yisrael once it's already chopped down. If it's a tree, a flower, a grain, we'll see. Shasas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Moichel Hu Amanasli Pitch. Rabbi Yehuda says that you're allowed to sell it to him that he intends to cut it down. So it's not considered. Now listen, of course, karka itself is usher. That everyone agrees. But let's say you have something that's mechubel karka, that is a din of karka. So the Tanakam holds that's not mutter. Tosser, Rabbi Yehuda says that he can sell it amanas Amenas Lochutz. That would be okay. Yeah, the guy would come. Yeah. Maybe it was a condition in the Mechira. Maybe that was the condition that he has to cut it. Or maybe you can assume. Oh, Menani Mizi. So how do we know the source for this Mishnah? The second part, that is, where it says you're not allowed to sell Mechubel Karka to a Goy. Amar Rabbi Yosef B'Bechanina, the Amar Kro, the Pasuk says, residence, I guess, in the karka, and I stress that for an important reason. Maybe we'll just talk about it for 1 second. Rashi on the Amud Beis, which we'll see, seems to say that if you look at Rashi Mashile, Rashi emphasizes that the Isra of Hosechanim is not necessarily, the Hosechanim meaning giving a portion of the land to a place, is not just selling it to them. It has to be that there's a Yishuv and a Chaniyah in the Karka, meaning, Rashi, we'll get to it later, but it's Rashi and Amud Beis, it's like, 25 lines from the bottom third of the Rashi and Kaf Amud Beis. It's very, very relevant to Maisa, Kinoch, the Minchas Kinoch. Has a shaila whether a mechira lizman has an isra of leisich on it, and this is the big machlekes. Also, there's a big shaila to tshuvas har tzvi with the chazanish when it comes to shmita in Eretz Yisrael. If you are allowed to temporarily sell the land to a goy in order to make the land not have shmita, that's the din of mechira, right? At the mechira, and that's the big machlek. Chazanish says it's a problem because it's a problem of leisich on it. Hartzvi says not. Why wouldn't it be a problem? Because it's only a mechira lizman. It's not called a yishuv and a chaniyah. You're not intending that the goy should have it permanently. And therefore, it wouldn't go into the iser of lo yisichanim. The question is, if this is a problem, just selling it to a non-Jew, let's say he owns it temporarily, but it's not called a yishuv or a chaniyah, or not. So that's the big question here. But sorry, Jonathan.
Is this restricted to
the
residence? Can you sell a warehouse?
Yeah, I mean, it has to have a din of karka. It's mechubel karka.
Well, it is karka.
So then it would be, so then it would be selling houses, selling...
But Any property.
So that's a big, big question. Maybe tomorrow we'll go through the Shalos of Tshuva's Har Tzvi. It's a very, very long tshuva on this. Har Tzvi is Tzvi Pesach Tre. Yeah. So, Laisita Lahem Saniya Bekarka. But it's a new issue. Laisichanet. Frankly, Yamara, I Laisichanet Mabayle, as we know. Three Surah, really, from this Pasuk. We need that Pasuk. Don't think I'm a Rahman. Laisita Lahem Chain. You're not allowed to just give compliments. Look at Rashi. You can't just say, look how beautiful Cary Grant, what is Cary Grant? Look how beautiful he looks, this Evik Kachavim. You can't just do that. You can't just give free compliments to a non-Jew. That's the issue. So how do you learn out the din of Loisitanam Taniya Bakarka? Because if it would refer to Chain, then it would have said Loisuchunam, which means Rashi Bikriyasai. Mole, the Mashba Loshan Chanina, Ruchain. If you'd read it, Loisuchunam, I mean, you wouldn't add the word Vav, but should have just said, like, you would have read it, Loisuchunam, which would imply you can't give Chain to a non-Jew. My Loisuchanim, why does it say Loisuchanim without reading that pronunciation? Shema Mino, Tarti, learn out the Isser also, again, of giving them Chanarka.
Is this for any goyim or only Zion?
Oh, very good. Well, okay, maybe look at the Tosfos, but the question really applies, does this apply to a Nachwi or an Eved Avodah Zarah? Like we've been asking throughout the parak, really, the Isurim that we have, does it apply to a Nachwi or does it apply to an Eved Avodah Zarah? You look at the Meiri, really, the Meiri, someone showed me, Ari Weinstein showed me the Meiri. When he explains the different demon, he goes back and forth whether it's referring to a Nachwi or really an Eved Avodah Zarah. We'll see Klesos in a second, whether it applies to the Zion Amamin. Hold that thought, please. We'll see in a second. So it can't just be referring to the din of Titan Lemchain, because then what it said Lois Kunim. The din of, as we know, Matnas Shelchinam, the din of Leisachanim, this is really, I think, the more well-known Isser. You can't just give a Matnas Chinam to a non-Jew. You can't just give them a gift. Imkain, Lema Kras, that's the case. In other words, how do we know the din of Leisachanim, Chaniyav Karga? Imkain, Lema Kras, Leisachinam, from the word Chinam. My loisachonim again was the loisachonim. It comes from, we also went out from there, the din of chaniyah, loisachon chaniyah, that there's an isser. So to what you brought up before, Taisus has a big problem here. The din of loisachonim, the whole pasuk over there, loisachon islam bris, loisachon loisachatin bum, Taisus says that isser, loisachatin for sure, only applies to the Zayin Amun, as we learn in Kedushin, Taisus says. So how do we know loisachonim is referring to a regular nachri? Din of leisichanim, leisichos lam bris, leisichayek on the shama. That whole pasuk is referring to the Zayin Umas. The Taisa says it teretz. He says if you look, it's like towards the after a little bit after the middle of the Taisa, the lashon of avo. Taisa says that avo matnas chinam and asinas chayim v'chaniyah ain shum tam lechalik. He says you can actually apply the pasuk to different contexts, because if there's a svara to say that it should only refer to the Zayin Amamin, like Moshe's Chatenbom, you shouldn't intermarry with them even after they become gayer. That's a problem with the Zayin Amamin, which were more David Havay Dezara, like the Chinuch says. But over here, when it comes to the din of Lechaniya and Leishichanim, there's no svara to be machalik whether they're real Zayin Amamin or not, and Taisa says Misvara that therefore these dinim apply to all Nachrim. I don't know if anyone argues, maybe the Rambam argues. I don't know, is there someone who argues on the Taisus? Well, that seems such a thing. Maybe he says that.
Maybe he says if I see
right, that's what I was saying before, but I don't know if he applies to this din of Leisachai, Leisachonim. Yeah, that's a Meir here as well. Has that. Now, just important to stress that this din of Leisachonim, we're not going to go into the whole halacha, but there are two heterim that we have, really, I think, that are very prevalent when it comes to the din of Matnas Chinam. You know, let's say you want to tip your cleaning lady, something like that. Is it a Matnas Chinam? So the heter that the place can bring is that if it's a makiroi, a friend or someone that you know well, so that's not called a matnas chinam, because you can anticipate that they'll return a favor, to you.
They'll work better.
They'll reciprocate. So it's not a matnas chinam. And also, we also find darkei shalom is another heter that we find. Darkei shalom, eva, you know, to just say that we're not going to give any favors to non-Jews. I this comes up all the time. You come to the cash register now in a non-Jewish supermarket, there's always a sign there that says, would you like to donate a dollar to feed the hungry in Africa or something? Is it a din of Leisachanim to just give tzedakah? There is a din, maybe Mefarnas and Aniye Akum with Aniye Yisrael, but that's the Chara only else Darkei Shalom. Is there a Darkei Shalom? Is there any heter to do that, Rabbi? Is there any heter to give money to some random... or maybe it's a Kiddush Hashem. I don't know.
Holiday gifts.
Yeah, holiday gifts to workers. That maybe is a little bit better because to Makira, so they work better.
You're buying loyalty.
Loyalty.
They say you're Shalmi and Shabbos. Somebody would come, the guy would come, and they would give him presents. The reason is because you remember Shumeva and getting his loyalty.
It's not just free. It's not a matnas chinam. Kanira, it doesn't seem like many people are very mocked. I don't know if that means anything.
It's not. it's not that you're using the Svar of Eivin to be matarin, but that's the reason why you're doing it. It's not called chino.
Yeah, it's not even there's not even an isser of Yitzchak.
Yeah, it's not that you're using Adhefer to be matarin. It's not called chino. You're doing it to promote shalom.
Right. It's not a heter of darkei shalom. That's
something bad. Right. You're buying oil. Let's say you go away for the summer and you want to pay the cleaning lady, but even where
she doesn't come.
That's what it's like to pay her anyway.
Right.
But, is that not what it is? You want to make sure she doesn't go anywhere. Make sure she's going to be loyal to you. You're buying the loyalty.
That's very kind.
Hefty price.
Yeah, the high demand. The high demand. The very high demand. The cleaning ladies. That's a good question.
And what the related reason to customary.
Right, I mean, we don't find darkei shalom being mati or d'oraisa. So part of the pshat is, again, I don't know if that's chinah.
By the way,
important to understand.
Tata is a big Indian club, and they are starting to take iPhones and cars, etc. They want to open a dealership there, just grow a Canadian, buy land, rent land.
Well, renting land, we'll see in the next mission.
Okay. But they buy and say, okay, now everybody wants to buy Indian products. Come over here. Let's assume the same discussion that the owners of Thruma did. None of that. Never does. Very strong.
It could be that this, the Dinim, Lysichonim, really, we learned three Isurim.
Understood.
But it could be the din of Lysichonim. It's not like there's three separate dinim. Each one of them has some element, maybe, of dinim, really. Just a free complement, or chaniya bakarka. But if there's a good reason, you have to know if any of, it's shvachim ojitz. Okay. All right, let me go back there. Okay. Tanya namahachi. We'll end the brayson like this. Lysichonim. Lysita lahem chaniya bakarka. Dover acher. Lysichonim. Lysita lahem chayim. Okay, so we learned three dinim and a brayson. However, the halacha manas chinam is machlekes tanoim. The tanya loisoichul chonavelo says a person is not allowed to eat in the velo. Agerish b'sharecha t'tnen of atola oy machul enochri. It says that you should give it to the ger. What's a ger? Ger toisha who's makabel the zayin mitzvahs, but he eats the velos. So there still is a din of a chayimach, right? You have a kiyah to be chayimach. He's a din of a ger. The halacha is you can give him an avela, or you can sell it to anachri. Ainly elul ger v'nisyun elav v'chalm the mechira. I could learn this pasuk. It says oy, meaning or the dinim, the ability this to give applies to a ger, but you shouldn't give it to a guy, and vice versa as well. How do I know the opposite? La ger b'mechira minayin. How do I know that you could give it to a ger b'mechira, Talmud Leimar sell it, Talmud Leimar titnena oy macher. It says you put the whole pasuk loisachul chonavelo ager shabisharecha titnena ba'achala oy macher. Stop. So all the three things or all two cases titnena macher mechira, nesina mechira are going back on the ger. And what about the other way? La'vichom b'nesina minayin. Take the whole pasuk and put it on the end. You're allowed to give it to a ger and sell it to a goy and both vice versa. And there you see, according to Rameir, that there's no isra of a matnas chinam to a goy. Because he holds that the din titnena, which is a matnas chinam, just giving an avela, applies to a goy as well. Rabbi Yehuda says, Dvarim Tichsovim, Lager B'Nasino, Lager B'Chavim, B'Mechiro. It says no. It's Dachta. Frankly, Gemara, Shapi Kam Rab Meir. Rab Meir is what he says is more Mistavr. And, right, because Rav Meir says that you can, either one applies. That there's no reason necessarily to be mechalek. Look at Rashi. Rav Yehuda Havadi Shavu Kam Rav Meir. The Bei Mechir Bei Nesi Ikel Mishdinu. Have it with some Ma'ager. You read the pasuk Pashup Shad. Or you both could apply to each one. And therefore, what does Rav Yehuda? How does Rav Yehuda learn his way? Rav Yehuda Amr Lacha. Don't say the word oi at all. Oi lomali. To save all three cases by both. Why does it say the word oi? Actually, real doctor, the pasuk which says oi is splitting the two cases, and each one, mechira and nesina, do not apply to the other one. That's Rabbi Yehuda's raya. That's how he learns his source. Rav Meir, Hagulak Dume Nesina Degar L'Mechira David Dechtovim. Rav Meir says, no, the word Oy, really all Nesina Mechira apply to each one. Why does the Torah split it with the word Oy? To teach us, like Dume Nesina Degar L'Mechira David Dechtovim. Tell us that the Nesina, when you have an Avelim, you have a choice of either giving it as a Matana to a Ger Toshav, or to sell it to a non-Jew, giving it to the Ger Toshav comes first, has precedence. Before selling. Tosis over here is a problem that, if you look at Tosis, Rav Meir, it's six lines from the bottom, the Yamasa Rav Meir, Vim Tarma, Vachin Yeshu, Lod Mechifetz, Limkar, Nenel, Lager, Kaidim, Shem, Kaidim, Lod Mechavim, Vahalei, Apil, Yisrael, Nim, Mitzvah, 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 Kash. I have a chance to make a dollar, make money, Parnosa. That's gonna, the giving to a Ger, comes first. You don't have a chiv to give it to Yisrael, which is for sure more important than a ger. So how does such a thing make sense? Taisa says, V'yeshlem et adapka nevela. No, it's only referring to nevela, she'en shava el dabra mu'el the Yisrael. She'll have the chum mitzuyim be'nehen. Taisa says, a heter, the isra only applies where the goyim aren't commonly found, so you don't have customers. But Garrett, it's worth as much as any other piece of meat. There's no chiluk. So there, you really, there's a barei nechanami. Let's say you have de minimis. Right. Yeah. So right. Barei nechanami. La locha. If you have, I think this is how we go. But you can sell, an avela if it's worth just as much. Yeah, exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that place is how he qualifies this halacha. Frankly, well, what about Rav Meir? Rav Meir, Hula, do you see the Hula, the Hula, sorry, that's Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda, what does Rav Yehuda do? Keep in the garret, Mitzulach, yeah, so you Kanani, look, Kanani over here, this is interesting. Kanani, you have to move it, that just means a guy. He has to Mitzulach, yeah, so, Mahakan, like, so, as Rashi said, the halacha of being mechaye a ger applies, doesn't apply to a goy. So of course you have to be mocked in the scene of the ger, the mechira of the kachav. You don't need a puzzle for that, and therefore the word oy is not needed, and there it's completely extra according to Yehuda to tell us that the Torah's mocked in the scene of the ger is only in the scene of the ger and only mechira of the kachavim. Torah is very mocked that that has to be, and not the other way around, which means, again, back to what we were saying before, according to Rav Meir, a matnas chinam is mutter to a goy. Rav Yehuda holds a matnas chinam is also to a goy, and we paskin like Rav Yehuda. Rambam paskins like Rav Yehuda, Shulchan Aruch, and that's why we hold like Sichonim, there's an iser on a matnas chinam. Dover acha, lo sichone, lo sikin lohem chen. Okay, another iser, you're not allowed to give chen to a goy. This is the raya to Rav. The Omar Rav says, said, also la'odim shiomer kama noya avedes kachavim zu. Okay, a person is not allowed to say, how beautiful is this woman, oved kachavim, avedes kachavim. He's not allowed to say that. Again, that's a matnas chinam. That's giving chay places on the bottom. Also is going to bring, well, not really regarding this context, but we'll see in a second.
It's yourself,
very good. Oh, so let's see. Very good. Let's see what Richard says. He would be able to. What's that? Yeah, let's see. There's other things involved, of course. Other factors here. You know, you'll see Richard's point as well. Meisvei. Yeah. Wait. What's he? I could say. Oh, well, that's for sure true. Yeah, that's true. The gears of the riff, I think, is the oiv of the chaver. Well, look, wait, Richard, listen. This is what you were saying. Meisvei. Ma'isa Rav Shimon Gamliel, Shahoy al Gabi Maila Bahar al Bayis. Rav Shimon Gamliel was the Maila, he's standing on the step of the Har Abayis. He saw this beautiful Avedis Chachavim walk by. Rabbi, I had a question here. Isn't Avedis Chachavim Tomei, are they allowed in the Har Abayis? Avedis Chachavim? They have Tumma, like a Zah, the Drabonim.
No, but
he has a dinder abon.
He's a dead body, okay. But if he goes and he touches a mace, or he touches, if he can't become tummy.
Even though we were
going to... That's the chavim that's, he's down, it's not covered. There's not too much meat
to buy, but... Dinder abon, they're like a zog, yeah. That wouldn't apply?
Yes.
That wouldn't apply by the Harabais.
If he went there, he had to ninja.
Maybe he wasn't allowed. Maybe she wasn't allowed there, but she was there.
Somebody left, but it's not the... There's no Isser and doing it, the guy doing it.
Okay, all right. So, whatever. She ended up on the Harabais, and he saw her, and he said, look how beautiful she is. Omar, what did he say? Morabu Masach Hashem. Look how beautiful are your creations. Ba'af Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Ra'a Ashes Tunis Rufus Harasha. He saw the wife of Tunis Rufus Harasha. Rock, what did he do? Akiva, of course, his practices. Rock, he spat, Sochak, he laughed, Ubacha, and then he cried. Rock, why did he spit? Shaisabami Tipus Rucha, he was trying to show that, like the spit, she becomes from a Tipus Rucha, like Madame Ayin Vasa, right? Sochak. The Asida, the Megayer of Nasavla, he was happy. He saw in the future she would be Megayer after his wife died, Rachel, and he had a few wives. So he saw that she was going to become a Ger, a Geris, but Nasavla, and he would marry her, so he was happy. Bachel, then he cried, the Haishufra Bali Ba'afra, he saw that this beautiful creation is going to end up withering in the earth. So, the question is, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva both said, how beautiful is this Avedis Kechavim? So, like Richard said before, it's a chiluk. But Rav, how did Rav answer this? Like Rav said before, Asal Adam Shayama Kamanav at the Tomzu, we see that you can. Rav, Idiyo Udukamoide, he was praising the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Omar Mar, he wasn't talking to the guy, giving her a compliment. That's not what he was doing. He wasn't giving them chen. He was saying, praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Mar, Haroya Briyas Tevois. Amar Baruch Shekachal Baruch Eloi Lamai. Someone sees a beautiful creation. He says, Baruch Shekachal Baruch Eloi Lamai. I don't know if you say it B'Shem Malchus. I don't know if you say it B'Shem Malchus. I don't think you say it B'Shem Malchus. And Taisus says on the bottom, if you look at the bottom, Taisus says, B'Yushalmi Amar Afilu Gamal Noah, Dus Noah, Hamar Noah. Someone sees a racehorse. Racehorse is a beautiful stallions and things. I'm a Baruch Shekakalei Ba'ilama. You say Baruch Shekakalei Ba'ilama? Keep that in mind. That's Talamai true. Oh, now the big, big question here. Back to Gemara. Ustapule Mishari. Forget about the problem of Nassim. He was saying this. Forget about the problem of giving a manaschinam, a chain, giving a compliment. You're looking at a woman. You're just gazing at a woman. And that should be forbidden. Okay, very good. Let's see. The person should safeguard himself from anything. And that pasuk, if it's Rashi and Chumash, right? Rashi and Chumash says that this is talking about Shas Mochama, when there's a Yetzer Hara, total that being stalked by a woman. That's the specific Isser. A person shouldn't look at a beautiful woman, even if she's not married. Okay? An Ashes Ish, even if she's ugly. I guess beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Okay, wait. Yeah, we'll see. Very good. A few three bases ish, a few mutayaris. So that's a problem. Not even the dyed clothing of a woman. We'll see in a few lines what that means. When they're mating, you're not allowed to look at these things, obviously, because it's a princess. Vafilu mole einayin kamala chamoves. Listen, and let's say it's mole einayin kamala chamoves, meaning the way the mafarshim say, it's impossible. They're all over. All of these nesyonis, nashim, pnuyis, mafarshim are all over. Mole einayin kamala chamoves. Malchamoves, we know, is meshoitet b'chol ha'olam. He sees everything. The malchamoves. So in other words, you're in a scenario where it's something almost impossible to see. Still, you have an obligation to make sure that you're mishmarta mikol, you shouldn't be mistaka. Now, that's an important thing here, that histaklus. Histaklus means, I think they say from Rabbi Noach Weinberg, he said that pay-per-views is the first. You see a woman, fine, that's the first view. But if you're being mistaka, that's where the issue starts. Be mistaka.
That's what the Rav said about 7 years ago. The Rav said, seeing it, it's not a problem to see it, but staring, that's a problem.
Right. You don't have an obligation to walk around without your glasses on. Right. Which I know
a lot of people
do that. Yeah. Okay.
That answer of Shemir Gamaliel, you don't have a problem. Is that a
stock? Right, exactly. So the Gemara really assumed that, no, don't make that mistake, because the Gemara had asked, the Gemara is asking on Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva and also Rav, technically, you understand, that they were asking on those cases, because over there also was Mistakel.
That's wrong.
Yeah, no, but it means Mistakel, because
if you take a look, if you let me read another few lines, it is insane.
Yeah. Okay. So Amr Olav, and this is a side member over here. Amr Olav Malchamoves, Shulim Mole Einayim. Malchamoves sees everything. The angel of death. B'shas Tirasei Shel Chayla, when he's the time that the Chayla is passing away, Oymed Me'al Rashoisov, he stands above his head. B'charbo Yishufa Biyodai, he has a sword that's out of the sheep. B'tipa Shel Mara Tzu Yaboy, and he has a
drop of poison
that he has. Keep his fellow Roy. So now again, he's going to get killed. The Chayla is going to get killed through the Tipa Shel Mara. So why does the Malcham Avis have a sword? Because when the Chayla sees him, he gets all scared. Keep his fellow Roy. So Mizdazeah, he shudders. Poseach Piv Vizor. This is what when the mace. What's it called again? Right before he dies, he coats. That's what happens to a mace. He dies, he decays, and becomes a green, basically become green, or sour, which changes color. Whatever it is, we see in this braisa that you're not going to be mistakel b'isha. Therefore, how could Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva look at an isha? The problem of being mistakel. Forget about manasrein, we answered that up. What about mistakel? Kevin's other savoy, the scenarios were where she was coming from the corner, meaning he didn't see her walking in front of him and gaze at him. He was walking, and then she was walking, and then she came from behind the corner, and there was no way for Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva to not see them. Once they saw them, they gave a thing. But that doesn't mean that they were being mistakel. And this is what we're saying, that, yeah, there's no issue to walk around. There's no issue to walk around. Obviously, you're allowed to walk, but if you happen to see an isha, you're not allowed to be mistaken. But very good, Meister Rav.
Rav Meister Rav, I checked up your question just now. A non-Jew is only is allowed to go to the Harabais until the hill. It's from the hill that they don't allow him to go in. But in the other portions of the Harabayas, he can go in. It's only from the Chil. Chil is very, very... One more time?
I mean, the Harabayas was a different...
He had different gradations. There were different gradations. So it's only from the Chil, which is very, very close to the Azara, that Mishalcha Mehem Akel. But until the Chil, they're permitted to go. I checked it out, and I also checked it out.
And you know that you mishalach the Akel because of Tumah? You mishalach the Akel.
Oh, that's something else. These are all Milas to Rabban. Yeah. These are all Milas to Rabban. They just didn't want non-Jews.
Rabbi said this.
Yeah, I know. I thought I wanted to check it out.
Yeah.
But it's only from the Chil. Chil mishalach and Menukah.
You're standing by a concert, and the person performs a musical rendition or something. You're allowed to applaud. I hit a home run.
Oh.
Virtuoso or something, and does any performance, something at a concert.
Not Jewish person.
Yeah.
Enrico Caruso.
You're there. Everybody's there afterwards. You applaud. You applaud each other. Give me a second. Or not, also a big drop.
Dr. Shola, maybe. You're the only person. You're the only one sitting there, quiet.
What are you doing?
All right, go like this. It's not just where the woman is wearing. Big Day Seva means clothing that's garish. You know, it's something that's noticeable. Colorful clothing. So he says, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, I feel a shtuchen al gabi kaisel. Because that's maybe the day you hear, even if it's clothing that's, now this is a big, I think a big, you go to Eretz Yisrael, really the clothing's all over the place. Not sure. I always had a problem with that. Okay. They hang all the clothing really in a public,
laundry.
Oh, you saw the laundry. It's in the laundry. They hang. They still do it in the strings. Of course, every chutzner in Eretz Yisrael has a woman's clothing hanging. I'm not sure I understood. Whatever. Not my position to ask. I feel spoken about that because I'm not popular. Makir b'alei. It's only maybe this is the qualification because you makir b'alei again. This also comes up, but you have to be makir b'alei, and it's not just clothing in general. You have to be makir b'alei because that causes you, Rashi explains, that you end up b'alei, and Rashi is a isha or haragila l'loivshon, because you end up being mahar about the isha, and that's the qualification. Amar Rava, dekanami, the tani loy big day seva isha, loy tani the loy big day sevainin shmamino. Who's wearing dyed clothing? Only noshim. So why does it emphasize an isha? Because an isha, it has to be that specific isha for there to be a problem, that you're makir by lehim.
She has to be alive.
And she has to be alive, yes. Right. I mean,
so. They have a whole,
look at Rashi. I don't know what makira means also. If you just recommend, if you makir. Rav Chisda said that the woman had to actually have worn that clothing. But new clothing, which we know belongs to a certain isha, since she didn't wear it, that's not a problem to have big date savoin and that's a shtuchim b'kaisa. How can we give woman's clothing to a kaivis? Or someone who's fixed, a cleaner, someone who fixes clothing. How do you give it to them? How come it's stockly? You're causing that person to be mistakel but big day savoin in shel isha. So must be that the, well, again, not to the cleaners, really giving new clothing is not a problem. Right, the Gemara of the time, hey, Chodam Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino, imotu l'hachnis, k'mithol sh'mishrei feres, ha'ka mistakel. What do you mean? If you're saying, based on your reasoning, that you're bringing a raya, that is, from a kaivis, so then how could someone be mizdavik min b'minoi to produce bloodis? You're allowed to actually cause the tuminin to be mizdakil zel zel. We've been saying before that it's also even to be mizdakil. How do you do such a thing? Become mizdakil. Ela babidase torin. No, you must say that over there, there's no hero. Rashi says you're shaykhiach the hero because you're involved in work. You're not really being involved in being mizdakil. Achanami, so too by the kaivis, you have no proof that there's a heter by chadati. You have no proof. Because he's being involved in the work. So Kaivis is different. But Hanami, a regular person who's not involved, his mind isn't elsewhere. If you're going to focus on the clothing, then there'd be here even by Chadati. Omar Mar. Mimena Mace, we said before, the Malach HaMavis has a Tipush Omara. It's Machnas the Pig of the Chayla, and that's how the Chayla dies. Name a plea to Davu de Shmuel. Let's say this argues in the father of Shmuel. Amar Abu de Shmuel. Amali Malchamavis. Shmuel said the father of Shmuel had a conversation with the Malchamavis. They had coffee together. Iwai de Chayshino li Yikar de Briyasa. The Malchamavis said, if I wasn't worried about Kovet Abriyas, have a Parana Beis Hashchita Kebehenga, I would kill people would die through being opening the Beis Hashchita, the Kibbehema, like a Behema. You sever the Simonim. And show them who's boss. Wait, no, 1 second. That's right. That's the Morris Kasher, yeah. Morris Kasher is that he does shech them, but he doesn't do it in a way that's nicker because of Kavod HaBriyah. So how do you say that, could you say that the Tipa Shomara is what kills a person? We see over here that there's a shechita that takes place. And for the Gemara, no, it's really one and the same. Really, what you would say is that he does put poison, you know, it's some type of acidic material that cuts the simonim. And that's, so really, both are the same. He does a shechita. And again, like we said before, why does he have a knife then? Why is Harbay Shufa the other? He's not using the cherub. He's using a tipa shel srucha. The teretz is a fire because, that, like we said, that the tipa shel mar is not something that the chayla sees necessarily, but he does see the cherub of the Malach HaMavis that causes him to get scared, and therefore that's why he shudders, opens his mouth, and that's how the Malach HaMavis.
I saw that the medic that grabbed water for someone died, but Malach HaMavis wife. His sword and the water that's in the house.
Yeah, but he doesn't use the sword.
Does
Rebbe hear what I'm asking? Yeah. Why does he have the cherub if he doesn't use it to shoot? He doesn't use it to.
The person over
here. No, that's what I'm thinking, but.
That's metaphoric.
It's metaphoric.
It's metaphoric. Yes.
A real sword.
Use the sword.
Okay, and the craft of Alchemist, I'm talking physically. You go and you'll make an autopsy afterwards, you're not going to see it as everything that's cut, it's a run, it's, you know, that's me, Dad.
Uh-huh. Sorry, whoever, let us know. Whoever. Nobody really told us exactly what happens. Messiah Rab Chanina Bar Kahana, Dom Rab Chanina Bar Kahana, Ami Beirav, Haroitze Shelo Yasriach Neso, Yachenu Aponu. Now, this doesn't mean he's not going to become decay. It means he's going to decay, but turn him upside down so that you don't see that piece. Because like we said, the bile or the gemara goes into the mouth of the mace. Tana Rabbanan, b'nishmarta mikol davar ra, shelo yahara odem b'yayim, b'yavali day, tuma b'layla. A person should protect himself from hirhurim royim during the day so that he doesn't become a balkeri b'layla. And Tosfos, you look at the top, Tosfos says this is a drasha gemura v'lo yasmachta, and the Omer read Tosfos reads makomakam mibusi mimasha yimatzal asmihir masha enkim b'shar adam deinim the machol yoyim. He says what's the chiddush because Yecheskel was praised. Yecheskel, he has a gemara says in Chulin We also know by, I think by Yaakov Abim also, he also, so what's the Shabbat? Every person, Menish Martim and Kol Navarot, Drosh Admur, Taisa says. So Taisa says no, because, Eidah Nitsu B'chol Yoim, Pidarmina B'vav Abashra, a person is supposed to try his best, but really, Eidah Nitsu B'chol Yoim, because, it says over there, here. So what it means here is to, I guess, limit it. But Yechezkel and Yaakov Abim, they were Mamish, the Tara, the Mura, they weren't Mahara at all. That's Tosfos. Mikan over here, Amra Pilchus ben Yoyer says, what's the Mikan? It's a mashma from Rashi that we know, like we said the other day, that Torah is Shreil Beis HaMedrash, that it takes away from the Pagabach Menuvel Zeh. Torah is really filling your mind with learning is what really is, helps you be shomer yourself from Hirhurim Ron, technically, really. And that's how it segues into Rav Pilchus ben Yoyer's Braisa, which is also in Shkola. I'm Rav Pilchus ben Yoyer, talking about the other days of heroes. I'm trying to literally translate this. Torah brings someone to be careful. Right? Rashi says, you learn the halachas. Look at Rashi, Odesha Oisik Bob, Oishiroy, maybe Nasarishabob, and Ishmar. Through the Asik and the learning, like we said, it causes his mind to be filled with learning, and also he learns the halachas. So therefore, it needs him to be careful with the mitzvah. Now she says, "Gishavera baliyadei zahir lihishamer shleiy kashel." Zahirus mevili deis riusus. Now, once you're careful, you also be zarus. Zarus, Rashi explains, means even before the avera comes to your alacrity, you make sure to preempt the avera. That's how zahirus leads to zrizus. Zrizus mevili dei nekius. Zrizus by being zarus, it ends up allowing you to never come lidechet. To have your, be clean, nikius, look at Rashi, noki, ve'in chet. Nikius, mevili de precious. Once you don't have a chet, you now are going to the next level where you're poirish, Rashi says, even from dvarim hamutarim. Precious, mevili de tahara. Once you take away even the extraneous pleasures, now you become lide tahara. Tahara, mevili de, should be Kedusha over here. That's the correct gear. So once someone is tar, it brings them to sanctity. Kedusha, Mevili De Anova, then someone ultimately brings them to humility. Anova, Mevili De Yiraset. Yiraset, I think that means the English over there that there's Taras and Machshava also. Yiraset, Mevili De, over here they bring in Chasidus. The Chassidus Mevili de Ruach HaKodesh, Ruach HaKodesh Mevili de Tchias HaMeisim. I don't know what these things are, but whatever. The Chassidus Gedolah Mikulon. Chassidus is the greatest. Shenemar Oz Dibarto the Chazoin L'Chassidecho. Chazoin L'Chassidecho. That shows the Rashi says, well, Nemar L'Reyecho L'Anovecho. So we see the Chassidus as the ultimate. But Plikat Rav Shuvan Levi, the Rav Shuvan Levi, Anova Gedolah Mikulon. Humility is the greatest. Shenemar Ruach Hashem Alei Yan. Moshe Hashem is Sili Basra Anovim. Says Chasidim Lainemar Ella Anovim Olamato She Anovim Gedolim Mikulam. Places brings Yerushalmi that he says Yerushalmi Dishkolim Baris Ipcha Yerushalmi Vila De Anova. Places says that's like Reb Shulman Levi who holds that Anova is the greatest. If you want to learn more about these things, look at the Mesilas Yerushalmi. Where that's really his whole sefer.
Rabbi Shinissen,
wrote before by the Nishmarta that it's a deraisa. It's not Muslim. Basically, it's a deraisa. The Makid Mishnah, the Rambam learned that it's a Rabbanan. The Rambam says it's Makid Mishnah's fight. Whereas the Makid Mishnah says that it's going to be a big Rabbanan.
Being the stock of the Isha? The Isha?
No, at least the. He's speaking all these things. In the Tzubayda, we're in there. Rama says, I said, Dabar Bechukas Oelu, Osir, the Rabbis, in the end of the Achas, in the Harai, Lise Chaykima, Lohako Reishai, Lohareach Besonim, Lohavid Biyotya, Osir, Olmakin, Olmakin, Bakas Fardas, or the Stakko, these things, but it's listed. But also the Yisr, what he says, I said, Dabar, the Chukas Seilu, Osir Leek writes, then he says, There's another guy that has to be.
Right.
So there it's about Pilu Shmaya Kolo Erba, Oliris, Alarisara, so it's all these but the Rabbah holds that it's gonna be also be the way the Baki Mishla could also be the Rabban.
Those are all listed in Brachas, right? All those things. So the Brach never, what did you say?
Oh, he has a nice the Meshifta calls from Marim Lunil Atchias Hamesim. It's not that he that person is like Atchias Hamesim. Is that he has the ability to be Mechayim Mesim. He will be on such a high and spiritual level that he himself will be able to be Mechayim Mesim like Eliyahu and Elisha.
I actually learned that at Poshuk Shach. I learned that at Poshuk Shach. I didn't know that there was not a Shach.
But he had the lowest level of Myra had the ability to
Oh, not Shachar Rav Zeir over there.
The Rebbe at Antonimus.
Yeah, we're going to have that soon.
We had it before Dapuin.
We had it.
We had it about Dapuin.
Well, no, we had it before.
Yes, I was talking about
it. Still give Rebbe.
That is, it's very interesting, Gemara.
I remember they had the people on the steps, on the entrance where the Antoninus went to Rebbe.
With the slaves. One died.
Even the lowest one, he was able to be the Chayim Mason. The Shukha said it.
We also remember we had Kam Shach and Rabbi Rav Zeir.
Here it says even the lowest level. Ashkulullah Rav Chanina Bar Chomna. And he went and was Mechayim Esau, and he found that he was dead. So he said, I'm not going to report to Antoninus, I'm not allowed to do that. I'm Yeshiva Nahum Kalkala. Then he went by Rachme, Mishadre, Abba Yodani. So he said, look, Mishadre, Abba Yodani, Zuti Neizbuchu, Mechayim Esau. Even the slowest level. He'll be eaten of the Asina, Lanishka, Finish, Kabach.
I should know when to witness that, but,
Yeah.
Now, if you don't obey, you're Rosh Chodesh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I hear
you. Rabbanan. Moichel lahen ilon amenas lokus. The koitzeits, divrei Rav Yehuda. Okay, that was the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a imach and elektisa elektutsu. It has to be taught already. We don't trust the guy, or there's an Israel witness giving them a chaniya, even if it's ready to be cut. Yeah, right. Okay. Shachas, same case by Shachas, I'm an ox lidzois, to shear it, the goises, the Rabbi Huda, a pile of stalks of wheat, I'm an ox lidzois, the kaitzer, the Rabbi Huda, so why do we need all these cases? Utsricha, di ashmi in the Elon, the hakam Rab Meir, keep it like pasid mashilo, right? Because the case of an Elon, Rameh would hold that it's a problem because if he lets it sit there, he doesn't lose. The tree might get even nicer. Avahai, but the other cases, Shachas and Koma, the Chimash, they posted, as they stay in the ground, they become worse quality, less usable, and therefore you might say that the guy won't be Mashit, and therefore you're allowed to sell it. So that you think is okay, and therefore it's a Chiddush that even in that case. By the case of Elon and Shachas, there you don't know the Shevach. You don't really see it. Right? So even though the Elon gets better and a Kama is a Pseda, really. Sorry, Elon and a Kama, made a mistake. Elon and the Kama, they both, but by Shachas, where you're able to see it actually improve, There he would agree to Rab Meir that he might delay. And therefore you would think that it's Asr. The other way around. You say this case only, the case of Shachas, because it's Medias and Prayu, that's where Meir says is the problem. What about a behema to sell? We know it's Isra behema gasa. Let's say you sell it in order to shecht. And Tosfos points out right away, we said before, Hema, my boy, my plead Rabbi Huda, Besamacha, Fil Besamacha, Min Eliel, Eim Leshchita Zavna. That we said before. The Fierce Rashban, Blue Mary El Bapara, that's we said the Bukhpaiskim, the Rambam Rebach W. Broad says that he has to actually stipulate. I think it's coming from this Gemara. So let's say he stipulates. That's what you mentioned back then. Yeah.
He's a
so you stipulate to actually shat it. Bafana, yeah.
The right
awesome time of
Bafana.
He has to actually shat it in front of him. Yes. And this, it comes from here. He says he doesn't actually own the land. He only has the rights to the tree, so he's going to end up cutting it down. Of a behemoth, but if he buys an actual behemoth, keeping the b'shus say that the he buys it to sell. So then mashiyle, maybe he'll delay and he won't end up shechting it. A demolition, maybe it's not, maybe it's the same, maybe there is machlekes. Toshima the Tanya. Behema amanas lishchet v'sheichet divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir Omer emarchem le'el shvuto. You're only allowed to sell when it's actually shechted. So we see that the same machlokes applies to behema amanas lishchet just like all the other cases.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.